close your eyes. Don't peek. I've got a surprise.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Winky. Happy birthday to you.
It's time for the Podcateer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podcateer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podcateers, and welcome to episode 70 of the Podcateer Podcast. As you may have noticed last week, I did not have a show. And it is unfortunately due to some mechanical difficulties that I am having here. My high-dollar microphone and my not-so-high-dollar mixer seem to be having a difference of opinion, and I cannot get them to record. So what I am doing today is I am recording my portion of the show on my little portable recorder and then mixing them into the show on Adobe Audition, which is what I normally use to put the show together. So I'm quite sure the audio quality of my voice is not quite up to what it normally is, but this little recorder does a pretty good job. Now, today's show is in honor of a certain little fella whose birthday is today. Now, today is the 84th anniversary of the release of Steamboat Willie. And it is celebrated as Mickey Mouse's birthday. And he looks pretty darn good for 84. I wouldn't mind looking like that, even if I had to have the black ears. I wear them about half the time I'm at Disneyland anyway. Well, maybe not half, but I wear them occasionally when I go to Disneyland. I always wear some kind of Disney paraphernalia, either my Mickey Mouse earring or my hat or a Mickey Mouse shirt or something. Mickey, he's my favorite. Almost all of my pens that I have, which I don't have a huge pen collection, but I've probably got 50. And almost all of them have Mickey on them. That's what I try to limit myself. Otherwise, I'd just go nuts and have a house full of pens like a lot of people do. So I try to keep myself a little bit under control anyway. All right, well, I led the show off with some Mickey Mouse birthday celebrating songs, and next up, you're going to have another one. I'm not quite sure what order I'm going to mix this in, because I haven't started doing it yet. So you'll get something fun to listen to, I promise. So hope you enjoy the show, and that being said, on with the rest of Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Adventure, fun, music, cartoons, news. Everybody ready?
Ready!
Then on with the show!
Da 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 da. Bum 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 bum. Happy birthday, a great big to do. Bum 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 bum. Let's celebrate, yeah, celebrate you. So make a wish on your special day. You're looking great,
so great.
Come celebrate. Happy birthday from us to you.
Oh, from the place.
Yes, from the place where dreams do come true.
So here's a wish. Wish. 1, 2, 3, 4, part harmony.
Harmony.
Happy birthday, your special day.
To you.
Yes, to you.
Well, Podketeers, I hope you enjoyed the Dapper Dans. There, now I got that off of YouTube. Lots of the stuff I get off of YouTube. Because, I could record it myself. In fact, I have recorded that birthday song before. But every other time I've listened to it, they say someone's name during it. This is the only one where I've heard them just do a generic version. So that's why I used it instead of the one that I've got. Now, next up, I have a little history of Mickey Mouse that I got off of YouTube. I was going to tell you who did this. I've listened to this thing about 5 or 6 times, trying to catch the name of the website I got this off of. I don't remember. The girl says it at the beginning, and she says, watchsomethingorother.com. But for the life of me, I can't tell what she's saying, so I apologize for not telling you where this came from. Maybe you can pick it up, listen to it, and pick up where it's coming from, because I cannot. So, on with the show and on with the history of Mickey Mouse.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
He is the cheerful rodent with the white gloves, round ears, and bright red shorts. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we'll be taking a look at the history of Mickey Mouse.
Hi, Pugas!
Hi, Mickey!
Well, this here's our roundup day, so you all pretty nigh ready?
Shown up!
Then let's get on with it!
Mickey Mouse was co-created in 1928 by Walt Disney and UB Iwerks. He was originally conceived as a replacement for their earlier and strikingly similar character, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. In fact, Mickey Mouse was created out of necessity once Oswald became the property of Universal Studios, since he was produced on that company's payroll. This key event not only spurred the creation of the iconic mouse, but also ensured that Disney would only work on characters to which he owned the rights. The character first appeared on May 15, 1928 in the unfinished short, Plain Crazy. However, Mickey Mouse was officially unveiled 6 months later in Steamboat Willie, co-starring Minnie Mouse. The short was a parody of that year's Buster Keaton blockbuster, Steamboat Bill Jr. It was also the first Mickey cartoon to use sound as a comedic device, and the first to include the voice of Walt Disney. Disney voiced the character for several decades, and his first spoken words debuted in 1929's The Carnival Kid.
Hot dog! Hot dog!
This revolutionary use of sound was so important to Mickey's success that its use quickly allowed him to overtake his main competitor, the silent animation, Felix the Cat. Shortly afterward, Mickey's cartoons received other iconic changes. These included the addition of his nemesis Pete,
"You little rat!"
The use of white gloves to distinguish his hands from his body, pupils in his eyes, his trademark shorts, and the elimination of his tail in the early 1940s. Since his original appearance, the anthropomorphic mouse has grown from being a mere character in animated cartoons, comic strips, and musical performances to a full-length film star. He has even become the host of his own show called Mickey's Clubhouse and has starred in several video games. Within these many projects, he often appears opposite his many friends, including Donald Duck, Goofy, and Pluto.
You'll never learn anything, will you?
Not just an icon and the mascot of the Walt Disney Company, Mickey Mouse is one of the most famous animated characters in the world and continues to be reinvented for new generations. Most recently, he has appeared as a mischievous and adventurous mouse in his video game, Epic Mickey. It has also been announced that he will star in his own theatrical film, and fans can expect yet another modernizing of this symbolic character.
Stop.
And that's where we begin our Disney story, with the first original Mickey Mouse. Mickey's story really begins in 1925 in this tiny garage in Hollywood where Walt Disney created Mickey's ancestors, the nameless little mice that first appeared in his Alice cartoons. In this old film, a very young Walt Disney greets little Alice, who says, "I would like to watch you draw some funnies." Walt invites her to see his latest cartoon, which features, surprisingly enough, a room full of animated mice. 3 years later, Walt is desperately trying to come up with a new cartoon character. Here's Walt's own story of how it happened.
I was in New York at the time. I'd been producing a series of pictures for a company there. They were about a rabbit called Oswald. But I lost that. They took it away from me, so I was all alone and had nothing. And Mrs. Disney and I were coming back from New York on the train, and I had to have something. I said, by the time I get to Hollywood, I must have something to... I can't tell them I've lost Oswald. So I had this mouse in the back of my head, because a mouse is a sort of a sympathetic character, in spite of the fact that everybody's frightened of a mouse, including myself.
So Mickey Mouse was born. But he was not an overnight success. Then in 1928, the introduction of sound changed everything. Now Mickey could have a full orchestra behind him when he made the first synchronized sound cartoon, Steamboat Willie. The recording musicians followed this crude beat pattern projected on the studio wall. Well, Steamboat Willie was a sensation. Mickey and his boss became front page news. Mickey Mouse Speaks. The whole world applauded when Mickey finally decided to say a few well-chosen words.
I can't play.
Play!
Yes, ma'am.
Mickey Mouse had now arrived. His great moment came in 1932, when all of Hollywood turned out to present Mickey with his first Academy Award. Here's Mickey and Minnie now. Followed by Pluto, Horace Horsecollar, and Clarabel Cow. What a thrill for a little mouse to be congratulated by the biggest stars in Hollywood. Mickey was only 4 years old, the youngest star ever to receive an Oscar. His youthful bosses, Walt and his brother Roy, pose with their new protege. That garage where Mickey got his big break into show business is a long way from the Disney studio of today.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
It's the time of your life. You don't want to miss out on right here and now. There's so many reasons why.
When you think about it, there's so much in life worth celebrating. And beginning January, you're invited to join us at one of our parks on your birthday, absolutely free. Register your birthday now at DisneyParks.com. What will you celebrate at the place where dreams come true?
Well, I wanted to chime in here, since I played that little commercial, just to remind you that that offer is no longer in effect. That was a couple years ago, when they did the thing where you got free admission to Disneyland on your birthday, which I never took advantage of because I had an annual pass. Although they did offer some kind of gift certificate or something if you had an annual pass, but I never got it, so that's all right. But I just wanted to make sure you knew that was no longer in effect. I didn't want to have somebody yelling at me because they went down there on their birthday expecting to get in for free. Okay, on with the show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
you're special too. So I brought some guants from the outer guant zoo. They honk and squonk and sing just for you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Don't worry, they're pleasant. They're upside down weeps on inside out swings. They do things backwards and backwards they sing. Which means
happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
There's a party,
party
today. You're extra special, so have a great day.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Sing along.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Come on!
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz!
I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
More games, more toys.
Oh, boy!
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
This portion of your Mickey Mouse Club is brought to you by all the Betty Crocker cake mixes and Betty Crocker brownie mix for perfect cakes and perfect brownies, too.
Give the public everything you can give them. Keep the place as clean as you can keep it. Keep it friendly. You know, make it a real fun place to be. I think they're convinced, and I think that'll hang on after, after Disney.
I hope you don't mind all these little clips. I'm just kind of a clip freak. I love all these old things, and I like to put them out here so that maybe you'll like them too and save them. Because if enough people get out here on the internet and save them, and, you know, they'll never be lost. That's one great thing about the internet and YouTube and so forth, that this kind of stuff just doesn't get misplaced or lost anymore, which unfortunately it did for many years. There's lots and lots of stuff, speeches and so forth, that are just not available anymore. They're gone. And that's never going to happen to us because there's just too many people with computers that have this stuff saved. You know, also, you listen to that little history of Mickey Mouse where they're talking about when they did the Steamboat Willie in Plane Crazy and all those old Mickey Mouse movies. It was kind of cool. If you've ever read Walt's biography, they talk about putting that together. And it was all put together in a garage. And they had Iwerks and a lot of the animators. They did the sound effects for a lot of that. Playing the harmonica and different instruments and beating on pots and pans to make the noises. And, you know, it's amazing. And what they did was, when they first did it, is they got together with the film and they sat in a room and all made the noises and sound effects while the film ran. And a lot of the people sat outside and watched it and got a real kick out of it. And it, of course, turned into something really special. The first talking cartoon. It was shortly after the first talking movie, which was The Jazz Singer, in case you didn't know that already. And like I say, I hope you don't mind all these little clips. Like I say, this is just my favorite thing about being able to do this podcast, is sharing the clips and the old commercials and the Where's the Beef. I don't, you know, if you didn't live somewhere where Wendy's advertised, you never saw this series of commercials. It was a old lady with a really interesting voice and had a interesting look to her. And she'd yell this, "Where's the beef?" Yeah, I got a kick out of that. Plus, I love that Toys R Us commercial. The only one I love more is the one coming up next, which you actually have gotten away without here a couple of times. I don't know how I slipped and didn't put it in, but you ain't getting away this time without it. So here, next, is my favorite Disney commercial. But you can guess.
I wanna go! Park hopping, fast ride, dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Electric light parade and my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting. Let's go to Disney summer night dashing. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight. Water falling, cannonballing. I think I hear the pirates calling. Teacups twirling, mountains splashing. Let's go to Disney.
To
you.
To me.
Oh, you.
A very, very happy day to you.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, me?
And I'll congratulate us with another cup of tea. A very, very happy day to you.
Out of the darkness it will come, big as two city blocks, with 700 legs, 5,000 eyes. And it feeds on electricity. When you see it, you'll never forget it. It's the Main Street Electrical Parade, part of the magic of the Walt Disney Company. Weekends at Disneyland.
If you have some of your own audio,
or want to record your own Disneyland moment for a broadcast on Podcatcher, send it in, and if it is appropriate, we may include it in a future show.
Those of you who have ticket books, please remove a D coupon and present it to the conductor as you enter the turnstile.
Welcome. I guess you all know this little fella here. It's an old partnership. Mickey and I started out the first time many, many years ago. We've had a lot of our dreams come true. Now we want you to share with us our latest and greatest dream. That's it, right here. Disneyland, seen from about 2,000 feet in the air and 10 months away. I want to tell you about it because later on in the show, you'll find that Disneyland the place and Disneyland the TV show are all part of the same. Now on a site of 240 acres near the city of Anaheim in Southern California, right about in here, we've begun to build Disneyland the place. We hope that it will be unlike anything else on this earth. A fair, amusement park, an exhibition, a city from the Arabian Nights, metropolis from the future. In fact, a place of hopes and dreams, facts and fancy, all in one. Now, next year, our television show will be coming from this Disneyland. But this year, we want you to see and share with us the experience of building this dream into a reality. This is a quarter inch to the foot scale model of Disneyland. When you come in the main gate, past the railroad station, down the steps and across the band concert park, straight ahead lies the heartline of America, an old-fashioned Main Street. Hometown USA, just after the turn of the century. America was growing fast. Towns and villages were turning into cities. Soon the gas light will be replaced by electricity, but that was still in the future. At this time, Little Main Street was still the most important spot in the nation, combining the color of frontier days with the oncoming excitement of the new 20th century. Now at the foot of Main Street, about where you're sitting, is the plaza. The plaza, or the hub, is the heart of Disneyland.
Disneyland, this summer, is big.
It's Disneyland big!
The biggest ever. Only this summer can you see big parades, day and night. Experience big thrills like Splash Mountain. Have the chance to win a car every day. And see Dick Tracy live on stage. Only this summer is this big.
Summer party, Disneyland big. Come on!
It's one summer you just can't miss.
With that, please join me in welcoming the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Hello, everybody. I am glad to be at Disney World. The Magic Kingdom. This is outstanding. Well, let me begin by thanking Ruben for that extraordinary introduction. He was too bashful. Maybe he's not supposed to do this. I will do it. His restaurant's called Zaza. New Cuban diners. So everybody check it out. And I told him, he was on the way out, he was wondering, I don't know, I don't do this a lot. He's a natural. We're going to have to run him for something. Thank you so much for taking the time. It is great to be here. It is rare that I get to do something that Sasha and Malia envy me for. That doesn't happen very often. Maybe for once they'll actually ask me at dinner how my day went. And I confess I am excited to see Mickey. It's always nice to meet a world leader who has bigger ears than me.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday just for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Podcateer, podcasting right on schedule, whenever we damned well feel like it.
This show is brought to you by the fine folks at Toys Etc., your one-stop shop for all the toys your mom threw away. Looking for something special for a birthday or anniversary? Find that special person a toy from their past. If anyone can find it, it's Toys Etc. Look them up at toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Well, Podcateers, that just about wraps up today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to spend the week. Fortunately, I have 2 days off this week, Thanksgiving and the day after. By the way, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy it with your family. And I hope to be back on here with my regular microphone. I have tried just about everything. If anybody has any ideas or is an expert on Adobe Audition, get in touch with me because I could use some help because I'm really fighting this thing. So anywho, you all have a magical Disney week. And we're going to see you at the park. Hey, I have not been to the park, by the way, since October the 15th. I have been so busy at work and getting ready for my daughter's wedding, which is coming up December the 8th. So, as I just said, y'all have a magical Disney week. And we'll see you at the park. I'll be there on Friday, by the way. So if you want to see me, come on out Friday. Talk to you later. Ta-ta for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon. soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.